Doctor defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps. A Kansas City institution for a quarter century. If you like sports trivia and free stuff, this is your chance. All you gotta do is Stump the Chumps. And here they are, Soren Petro, Pete Enoch, and Curtis Siebold.
Second hour of the program begins right now. It's brought to you by our good friends at Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen, the finest Cajun food anywhere around. You're going to find it at Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Go to jazzkitchen.com to check out the menu online. Extensive menu. It is absolutely fantastic. Everything made from scratch. Great Cajun food from Jazz in Independence. That's I-70 and 291. Down by the KU Med Center. That's 39th and State Line. Or out at the Legends. That is where you can find Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen in KCK, out at the Legends. Great Cajun food is what you get every single time you go to Jazz. They are taking all the precautions, all the deep cleaning that is necessary for you to dine safely in their restaurant. Or you can take the curbside. They're happy to do that as well. Carry out available at Jazz. Go to jazzkitchen.com. We'll give you that great Cajun food if you can stump the chumps. Ask us a question of sports history. If we don't know the answer, we'll give you one back. If you get that one, then you're a winner. We limit our responses to three, just in the interest of time. Three answers only. Don't ask us to name the 20 of something, just three. We'll give you three, and you'll be defeated. One question and one question only. Two questions connected by the word and are still not one question. So just one question. Pick the hardest one of the bunch and throw that one at us, and then we ask that your question be relevant, right? We're judge, jury, and executioner. What is and is not relevant. We welcome in Todd Lebo. We welcome in Peter Yatesinik. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm doing great. Pete's doing great.
Same here. Same here. Doing fine. How about you, mister?
Doing very good.
Good. Good deal.
No complaints. No complaints.
Want to say hi to, we should say a moment of silence for Mr. Vic Allred. Poor guy. To go at 39th, which is my favorite Jazz place, every pipe in the place was broken in that recent surge.
Ooh.
So,
oh, wow.
And so he's a lot of to-go, a lot of to-go business. But and things are looking up. Things are, the plumbers came in and did things. But poor old Vic, he sounded like a wounded dog when we talked. I felt so bad for him.
I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, absolutely. But things are looking up now. Jazz never gives up. It's like the Chumps. Never gives up.
That is true.
Yep.
Yeah, that is true. We never give up.
Never give up.
Never. We've always got another question for you.
Exactly.
All you got to do is have the stones to dial the phone at 913-3810-810. That's all you got to do, and then bring it strong. We do. We have been quite. I think we've tried a lot with a lot of clues. Sometimes people just aren't getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're too nice. Too nice.
No, we've been really lenient the last couple of weeks, man. Lots of clues. We'll do it again. Once we get going, we always bow down. And yeah.
Pete, you are a alum of Kansas. The news, I'm going to talk about this with Blair Kirkhoff a little bit later, but the news of Les Miles having settled a sexual harassment case down at LSU. I'll ask you this. Is Les Miles the head coach when they kick off the season this year?
Oh, I think he will be, but, I mean, who's going to take that job? I mean, besides maybe a Blue Valley head coach or maybe a Blue Valley assistant. I mean, come on, man. I mean, I love KU, but nobody, that's not even a dead-end alley right there. So, I mean, yeah, I think he'll be there. But what do you think? I mean, I've heard you, everything you're saying, I more or less agree with. But, man, I don't know why in the hell KU can't recruit. Good God. I mean, 1968, they recruit 14 guys from the state of Kansas, seven start, and they're in the Orange Bowl. I'm not saying Kansas has D1 players all the time, but look what they got on that. They had like nine guys in the pros. KU can recruit. It's a fantastic school. Why in the hell can't they recruit in football? I don't know. You tell me, Soren.
Because
it's a basketball school? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of things that contribute to it, but I will say this. I right now, I think he's going to be there.
Yeah, I do too.
But I reserve the right to change my mind with more information.
Really?
And I think KU is wise to not be having a press conference to, you know, say, well, you know, There's nothing to this. I think it's telling, Todd, tell me if you agree. I think it's telling that they put out there that they didn't know about this.
Right. Well, that's an indictment on them, though, honestly. Why didn't you know? I mean, I guess that's not a question you ask. Well, I'm not even sure there was a job interview for this job, by the way. Yeah. I've said that for 3 years.
Right.
I don't think there was an interview. I think they just, this is who Jeff Long was going to hire, and he hired him. And I guess you don't ask, hey, have you paid anyone off for anything ever? Maybe that's something you don't ask, but they certainly, this information was found out in a couple of different internal investigations, independent investigations by LSU, right? Because they've got other issues. This investigation was not about Les Miles. This investigation was about
this is the least of their problems.
Yeah, they got big problems down there with the way they've handled, Title IX things, sexual assault things, domestic abuse things with their football players. It just so happens that while they're researching all this stuff, they pop up with this little thing, and you know, everyone's like, well, what's this about? So Les hasn't said anything other than – I thought the denial from his attorney, the denial from him, was semantics, right? It was like, well, that's not exactly what happened or whatever. So, you know, I think it's an indictment on KU that they hired someone without doing enough due diligence. I think Jeff Long was like, hey, this guy wanted LSU. He's my friend from Michigan, whatever.
So
let's hire
this
guy.
Let me pose this to you because this is – and then we'll get going with chumps. I was talking with some folks, and it was pointed out to me, like, first of all, when you have a settlement, usually it comes with a confidentiality agreement.
Sure. Yep.
Right? You don't settle and say, like, you know, here's $50,000 or here's $500,000 or $5 million, and go tell everyone what we did. No, it's here's this and keep your mouth shut. But that usually works both ways. Yep. So was it something that even if they asked, Les Miles is obligated by the terms of the settlement to say – there's nothing.
Could be. And it's my understanding this is a Les Miles thing, not an LSU thing, right? Like LSU didn't say this.
LSU has other things.
Yeah.
And you could say, well, you know, look what Les Miles was doing. Why do you can see why all these different things are going on, because look at how he handled himself.
Right.
Right. That's how you would connect it. But no, this is not. This seems to be his own thing. This just kind of like came out while they were digging for stuff about LSU.
Yeah, here's the deal. It's not good news, and there's rarely good news with Kansas football, and this is just more things that aren't great. It's hard to say this is KU's fault or anything like that because, like, they say they didn't know. I think you should do better, and you should know some things. Mm. I mean, I would imagine this is something that's been scuttlebutt around the places – in the SEC for a while. If this thing happened, I would think this is something that if you're the AD at Arkansas, hey, did you hear what happened down there? I don't know. Maybe they're really good at keeping secrets. It's hard to think that's the case in the last 5 years of our world that secrets like that.
Serene, you want to know the good news?
Yeah.
When I was at KU, I had no sexual harassment charges.
Oh, good.
None.
That is good,
good
news.
For you, Pete. Yeah.
None.
That is good news. And on that note, we pivot because it can't get any
it's
better.
It's not
going to
get any better.
That
is just going the wrong
pivot.
Way.
Just an admission of good news.
off that. 913-3810-810. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Curtis, where do we begin?
Let's begin with George. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, George.
Hey, Chumps.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Name the starting quarterback who participated in the most tie games in NFL.
Tie games.
And it was nine.
Like a YA number
was nine.
Something,
yeah, obviously, it had to be.
Might have been Lynn Dawson.
Oh, is it?
Threw some ties up.
He had a couple. He had.
Now, is this AFL and NFL? Caller?
He said NFL.
NFL.
It can be AFL also?
He played both.
Okay.
Oh,
I like where
both.
You're going,
George
Curtis.
Blanda?
I like where you're going, Curtis.
Blanda's not bad.
Blanda's good, too.
I mean, Blanda
it's
played
not like Bart Starr or anyone like that because he just got our clue for us.
But it had to be in ties.
But it can't be just Blanda's time as a kicker. It has to be quarterback.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, right. But, I mean, early in his career, he played a lot of quarterback.
He said nine. How many Chiefs ties have you got? Give me some records, Curtis. Go through your head.
Well, they were 7-5-2 a couple times. They were 10-3-1 in 71. They had a tie in one of the 60s. I mean, then Dawson left right after they changed
75.
The rule. I mean, 74 was
74.
The first year of overtime, so that's why I like Blanda as well. I mean, I kind of like
Kemp.
Dawson.
Go with Dawson.
Oh, Jack Kemp's not bad either.
Yeah.
He's another
Kemp played every season of the AFL, so.
What do you think? I'll leave it to you, Curtis. Yeah, I'll leave it to you and Pete, because you
Curtis,
guys definitely
what do you think?
Know that you're a
Dawson?
Better than me.
I think Lynn Dawson.
Okay.
I think go
Dawson.
We'll go Lenny the Cool.
Same division, John Hadel.
Oh,
oh my
God. Speaking of nice kids,
you're terrible, Curtis.
God. I am awful.
Oh, man. Think how good terrible. We'd be if we didn't have to carry
terrible.
Curtis around this segment.
I'm terrible.
I mean, come on. All right, I got a quarterback one. Ben Roethlisberger, you know, he's in the news and you know, talking about having to take a pay cut and everything. He has thrown for the seventh most passing yards in NFL history and the second most by a player that didn't play at a Power 5 school. Who's number one for passing yards?
Non-Power
5 school.
Oh, boy.
A lot of yards. Didn't play at one of the big boys.
Man.
So this person's got more than Big Ben.
Just keep thinking of big boys, yes. You know?
More than Big Ben.
So this is the top six.
This is a top six. He may have been a bit of an avid photographer.
Played for a couple of teams, a few teams.
He played for three.
Mr. Brett Favre.
Hey,
Brett Favre, nice job. It was the photography. His passion for photography.
Nice work.
Is what gave it away, I think.
Our apologies to John Hadel, by the way. He Selfies. Does listen to this show. He's probably pissed right now.
He ought to be. We didn't even mention his name, for crying out loud.
John Hadel, the great all-time, probably the best player ever to come out of the state of Kansas.
Well, I always thought that he just wouldn't have had ties. Serious. They would have won the games.
Yeah, yeah.
So, sorry, Mr. Hadel.
I checked. Hadel had 9. Dawson had 8.
8. One behind.
But you know what? It doesn't matter how close I was. I got it wrong.
You should have tied. Yeah.
I sucked.
I don't know if you heard, Curtis. Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
There are no ties in chumps. There are no ties
in
chumps.
Yeah.
Quick sidebar to Pete's comment, though, saying that he might be the best player from the state of Kansas. Do you know who's inching up that list? Darren Sproles.
Mm-hmm. And Barry Sanders.
Well, Barry Sanders, of course. But yeah. I just said sidebar.
Well,
shout out to Darren Sproles.
Darren Sproles belongs in that conversation. Absolutely. John Hadel wasn't fun to play against in high school because he never lost a game, for God's sake.
Well, that's big schools, though.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Lawrence High. That's Lawrence High went forever having one high school with 9 million people living there.
Just move a little.
And
south,
then when they divided the schools, the coach quit, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like screw this.
Yeah.
The real players back in the day came from Independence, Kansas, where they won 48 in a row.
They won some pretty good. They had some pretty good ball players.
That's where my dad.
If I don't get to have 9,000 students, I'm not coaching. I'm out.
Yeah.
All right, 913-3810-810. Who's next?
Well, let's go to Patrick. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Patrick.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Patrick.
Gaylord Perry has the career record for complete game losses. Within 5, is that reasonable? Can you name the number?
5 either way, sure. That's reasonable. How many?
Complete game losses.
Well, doesn't Cy Young have that?
He just told us he had the record.
He said Gaylord Perry does. It would seem like Cy Young would have more.
I mean,
are you sure that Gaylord Perry has the record?
The site that I found listed Gaylord Perry at the top. Cy Young's not on that list, so they must have.
Maybe it's like since the modern era, since a certain year.
I mean, it's got to be over 100,
right? Because he had more losses than the guys had wins. Anybody else?
And he threw a lot of complete games.
Yeah, he did.
Is 150? I mean, I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Easy.
That's what I'm thinking for.
Gaylord Perry, what do you think?
Did he lose close to 300?
311. Who, Cy Young?
No, Gaylord Perry.
Gaylord Perry.
The question is about Gaylord Perry.
I realize that, but I thought we were still on Cy.
Yeah, Gaylord Perry lost 265.
265.
Okay, so
he
265.
Probably, what do you
think? What do you think? 100, 120?
It's over 100 has to be,
131 right in there.
All right, Pete says 131. We're going to go. Pete knows his Gaylord Perry trivia.
The answer is 76.
Oh, God.
76. Jesus.
Complete game question.
He's not even applying himself. All right,
Scrub.
Go for it, Kay.
Go back to one of my favorite, all-time favorite stats, the 1980 Oakland Athletics They won 83 games that year for Billy Martin, within five. Either way, how many complete games did their pitching staff have?
Good question.
With 83 wins?
I've actually
are you talking about just complete game wins or complete games?
Just complete
wins
games. Complete games, period.
I've heard you ask this question before, and
should have taken notes.
No kidding. 61.
94.
Way too many, and that's all those boys ended up in the hospital.
It's probably 80 more than there were in the league.
They all
last
ended
year.
Up out of the league.
Wow!
Thanks, Patrick.
That is that's a big number. Thank you, sir. 94 complete games.
I think I did break that down at one point, and obviously the fewest they could have would be 11 post game loss. I think they had like 39 or 40.
Yeah, I don't think he went over the
complete game losses. That
he
year,
went. He didn't go over the edge in a truck. I think one of those A's pitchers sabotaged him. I really think so, because it ended their careers. They all were in on it.
Probably Mike Norris.
We've clearly exceeded the period of time that Pete feels is necessary to wait before making jokes about fatal car crashes.
It's been 33
years. I still think there was a sabotage there. I think Kennedy was involved, too.
Who's next?
Wow.
That's what Ted Cruz said. Where are we at here? Let's go to Dick. You're in the program. This should be interesting. Yeah. Stop the chumstick. Happy
Hello,
times.
Champ.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, Dick.
On this date in 1987, a former Cy Young winner was banned for the 87 season because of his 86 involvement with many drugs at different times.
Was this Lamar Hoyt?
But
or Vida
later
Blue?
On this, later on, this ban was reduced to 2 months.
87.
Former Cy Young winner?
Well, Hoyt was a Cy Young winner.
Vida Blue was in trouble at one point.
Right.
Lamar Hoyt was definitely in trouble at
didn't
one
even
point.
Claim
Ferguson
gone.
Jenkins.
Jenkins was gone.
Ferguson Jenkins win the Cy Young, yes?
Yeah.
Did he?
Uh-huh. That he wasn't still
I
pitching.
No.
Pittsburgh drug trial was the 80-something. I mean, it was like 83 and blah, blah.
With Burr and that crew.
Yeah, all those guys.
So it seemed to be after that, right?
Lamar Hoyt won in 83, right?
Yeah. Lamar Hoyt was that still pitching then, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to be pitching to get banned.
Well, I was going to say, that's...
He was just 2 years removed. I think he started the All-Star game in 85, so he was still kicking.
How about Lebo with the smart-ass remark towards Pete Schoen?
Well, I mean, I was just...
Well, he does that.
Very subtle.
I've known Lebo for 95 years, and every time I get that from him.
Very
no
subtle.
No respect for his elders.
I like Lamar Hoyt.
Yeah. I think Todd's right. I'll defer to Todd.
Oh, I don't. I know the drug guys. No, I don't.
Jed, this is your avenue.
No, this was cocaine.
I don't do nearly as much cocaine as people would like me to, so I'm no good here.
And I quit years ago, so
how much would someone like you to? Yeah.
Well, I'm clearly for this question more than
too expensive, and you stay up too late. Yeah, it's gone.
Off sits
all right,
the weed.
So we're gonna go Lamar Hoyt.
Yeah, I why so. Not?
We'll go Lamar Hoyt.
Yeah, you got it.
Ah!
Thanks,
you know
Dick.
What? I'll tell you, Pete.
He's been like that forever to me.
You just absolutely have dominated that man.
Poor Dick.
You have
Who, Lamar Hoyt?
Oh, Dick.
Oh, Dick. Yeah, okay.
Hey,
we love Dick. Saran, it's not going to work. I'm done. I'm done with Dick. we love Dick.
Jed's gonna have carpal tunnel hitting F8 too many times.
Yeah.
No more Dick
go.
For me. No.
9133 810 9133 810 810 the phone number. We got one line open. If you want that great Cajun food from Jazz, all you gotta do is come in here and stump the chumps. It's really not that hard. 913-3810-810. Great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. You can find them online at jazzkitchen.com. Again, that's jazzkitchen.com in Independence, down by the KU Med Center and out at the Legends, Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
Yeah, we love Dick.
With Soren Petro.
If you don't like me, just say it.
I don't like you.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Jazz end of the hour answer. What pitcher did George Brett face the most times without getting a hit? He was 0 for 15 lifetime against this pitcher.
And I said Ed Figueroa. That was wrong.
No, was it? It was a lefty.
Was a lefty. More notable for a movie role than
cinema
for
being
a pitcher.
Oh, it's the guy. Wasn't it the guy who played the first baseman in
Brewster's Millions?
You're close. You're close. He was Major League. His name is Kevin Hickey. He's recently passed on. He was born on this date. He was the puss-throwing left-hander for the White Sox. And in the Major League, too, he played, surprisingly, a puss-throwing left-handed reliever, pitcher.
Typecast.
He was replaced by Rick Vaughn in the ninth before he, I want Parkman.
Right. There you go.
The guy that goes, I can't believe I walked that
again?
Damn Punch and Judy hitter. Kevin Hickey.
Hickey.
George Brett was 0 for 15. He owned guys like Jim Clancy, who was a multiple All-Star, could not hit Kevin Hickey.
Who was the guy that played first base in Major League One?
Wasn't Gorman Thomas in one of those?
For the
There's
Indians?
A photogenic guy. For the Cleveland?
No. For the other team.
Pete Vukovic.
Yeah,
that's
Brewers
right.
guy.
Yeah,
that's right.
The pitcher. He played... He played
first base or something.
What
he hit
was
home
that
runs.
Character's
he
name?
He played first base in the movie. Yeah,
that's
but he was
right.
A pitcher.
I can't remember his name though.
Yeah, 913-3-810-810. Great Cajun food from Jazz. That's what we just gave away right there. We'll give it to you. All you got to do is stump the chumps. Listen, this is not that hard, people. Let's go. Show some heart. Show some initiative. Dial the phone 913-3-810-810. Bring a question. We're gonna help you out on the other side. I mean, we can't just give it to you, can we?
Yeah, we could.
I mean, I guess they got to get by us first, and that's been a tall order here today. Curtis, where do we go next?
First, it was Clue Haywood. That's who we played.
Oh, Clue Haywood.
Clue Haywood. Let's go to Steve. You're in the program. Stump the Chump, Steve.
Good afternoon, guys. There's a small school that was in the news last week during the Deion Sanders thing when in the locker room for his exhibition game with Jackson State. They had beaten a small school in Florida, Edward Waters College. And I want to know the baseball legend that attended Edward Waters College.
Come on, Pete. This smells like
come
you.
Come on, Pete.
Little school in Florida.
No, good Lord.
Oh, wait. Someone sent this to me last week.
Central Page.
Everyone be quiet. Curtis is talking.
I know who it is.
Okay. Curtis, take it.
Buck O'Neill.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Wow!
Thank you, emailer.
Steve. Yeah,
where did you get that?
Someone we were talking about it, and someone sent me, "Hey, did you know who went to Edward Waters?" And I said, "What? Buck O'Neill?"
Yeah,
so I checked it out. And then,
had you ever even heard of it, Sarand? I'd never heard of the school.
I mean, that's a
couldn't
small
remember it
NAIA
said it.
School.
Yeah.
All I remember
spring
them saying
training,
is they
you
won 57
there?
To nothing or something, and I never even saw the name of the school they played.
He went to spring training and went to that school. You figure
something like that?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. I think Deion leaving a starting quarterback into the fourth quarter and going for two late while up 37-0, he went for two. Okay.
Yep.
You should have gone to the got in his billfold is what he should have done.
Well, that was being stolen.
Everything's they
or
took
just
everything
misplaced or whatever. It's hard to tell.
Yeah. And then on Monday he gets on ESPN and says, "Oh, as long as I got the same facilities as the Power Fives, I'll get Power Five talent." Okay. Let me know how that's going to work with your $7.5 million athletic budget there at Jackson State.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
you should have asked about the budget before you took the job if those were your expectations.
The only coach ever late claimed that was Walter Payton. Yeah,
Schmucky McGee.
Yeah. All right. 913-3-810-810. Who's next?
We go to Jason. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Jason.
Hi guys. How are you doing?
Great.
We're doing well, Jason. How are you?
I said I was going to do a basketball question, but I've decided to flip it and go baseball just to keep you on
That's
your
fine.
Toes.
Sure.
I'd like you to tell me the first player in Major League history to do the following four things. Have an MVP, be a Rookie of the Year, have an All-Star Game MVP, and have a Gold Glove.
The first person to do that.
Rookie of the Year, Gold Glove, All-Star MVP, and League MVP?
Gold Glove.
All-Star MVP is going to be the tough one.
When did they start Rookie of the Year? That wasn't
1947.
Like 77. 47.
was 47.
Yeah,
I think
right.
the first, well, I think the first rookie of the year was Jackie
he
Robinson.
He was, yeah, 47.
So,
yeah.
Jackie so Robinson. Ain't no, was, that's what I was wondering.
This ain't no Babe
Would
Ruth.
Would it be Jackie Robinson because he won a league MVP?
Yeah, he did. Did he
did
win
he
a
win
gold,
gold glove?
I'm
assuming
gold gloves
he did.
No,
big...
I'm sure he won a gold glove.
Huh? You sure he did?
I probably offered up Jackie Robinson to throw you guys off, obviously. So.
Oh, well, now maybe you're saying that to throw us off of what we're already on to. I don't know. What is this
This
game?
Is possible.
So when did the gold glove start?
Well, that didn't start till 60s.
About Fred Lynn.
Fred Lynn did them both, for sure.
Yeah, he did.
But
he was
would
an
he be the
MVP.
First?
Well, the first.
That's the deal. It's the first.
Crap and egg.
So what? Go through your rookies of the year in your head, Curtis.
How about
go?
How about Don Newcomb?
Is it Bob Hamlin?
It's probably not Bob Hamlin because he was after Fred Lynn.
Did Don Newcomb rookie... win an MVP?
Didn't he win Gold Glove for DH?
Never made an All-Star game, did he? So I don't know if he won that.
Not a good poker. Look, true story. Not a good poker player, Bob Hamlin.
Too bad.
When the riverboats opened up. And we were playing cards down there. Bob Hamlin had come down, and he was an easy mark.
Easy.
Did Newcomb win an MVP, Curtis?
Better than Ed Cranepool. I don't know.
Okay.
So go through the
rookies. Is it
Curtis.
Like maybe a pitcher, and we're
that's what I was
looking past something that's you know it's like Fernando or something.
That's Willie good Mays. Too.
Yeah, but I'm just trying. I mean, who was like a rookie there in the 50s? I mean,
well, there were many.
Yeah, there was
were
10 or
there
20.
Were
10. Right?
There were. There was only three, amazingly.
Don Schwall.
One guy won four of them.
Well, I mean, it was like, was Pete Rose a rookie of the year?
62?
Was Pete Rose an MVP?
Mm, I don't think Pete Rose was an MVP.
In the 50s.
Is this going to go to Vita Blue?
Frank Robinson.
What about Joe Morgan? Didn't he do all that jazz?
Was he rookie of the year? I mean, Joe Morgan certainly won gold gloves.
Johnny Bench was rookie of the year and MVP. I don't think he was an All-Star Game
MVP.
Probably
won Gold Gloves.
Probably won a Gold Glove. Probably won an MVP in the All-Star Game.
Yeah, who
knows? Definitely won gold. He definitely got three of the four.
Yeah.
Spire
you don't think,
out
he don't think he won an All-Star MVP?
What, Andy Hartnett?
I don't know who anyone who
How about Willie Mays?
I don't know any All-Star
Willie Mays.
He was
51,
in 50 of them.
51 or 50.
He was the league MVP for
rookie
sure.
Of the year.
Definitely a Gold Glover.
Monty Irvin was
he the try Willie Mays? Rookie of the year?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Do it. Say it. Okay.
Willie Mays.
All right. We'll try Willie Mays.
Like they say in golf, you know, you get your first read on the putt and you go with it. You guys said Fred Lynn very early. That's the answer.
I've got a question for you.
You're so bad. I have one that's kind of related. Lebo, is yours related?
Well, it's a first, but it's not really related to that. But you go ahead.
Well. All right. Who was the first player to be Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same season?
Well, that rookie in Major League Baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same season. I mean, I was going to say Fred Lynn. Ichiro did it. No one. I can't think if Jackie Robinson was the MVP that year.
No.
Pete's just giving out the clues. That's more than a clue. No.
I'm going to go with Fred Lynn.
Hey!
Yeah, Fred Lynn. Nice job. Well done. I didn't know if he would, you know, if he was aware that he did that. And I thought it would be great if we could get him on a Fred Lynn answer. But, of course, you know, he almost got it wrong, and then Pete screwed it up.
But we're trying to give some food away.
Yeah. I've got a sure giveaway later. Just a sure one. Thank you, Saran. I appreciate that.
You bet. You
Why
bet.
Do you hate
always
me
there
so
for
much?
You. Yeah. I'm always there. I always respect my elders.
He hates me.
Unlike Lebo. 913-3-810-810. Who's next?
Ken, you're in the program. Stunt the Chumps, Ken.
What up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Great.
We're doing well, Ken. Good to hear from you.
Good. Hopefully y'all help me do good.
Okay.
LaDainian Tomlinson ran for 406 yards as a college football player. In a game.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the quarterback of that team?
That was Andy Dalton, wasn't it?
Was it Andy Dalton? Yeah. No, he can't be. No, Andy Dalton.
No, he was.
That was like 2001.
That had been earlier.
Oh, what? Oh, that's right. It wasn't Andy Dalton.
Pull later. Your bald head out of your
I'm
sphincter.
Trying to think of another TCU quarterback.
God. It was, it was
it
like
wasn't,
Sammy
Ball, was it?
No, it was an option quarterback, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Sid Luckman.
Number eight? I'm seeing in my head like a guy wearing number eight.
I don't know.
Because didn't they run an option down there?
I don't even know which
kind of like a Syracuse Donovan McNabb style option.
Did he play in the pros?
Not like Oklahoma.
He did.
No, I don't think he played in the pros.
Yeah, he did.
Hold on, we're getting a clue here. Hold on.
He played in the pros.
We did?
He did.
I have nothing then.
Yeah. Jed?
Hunter Ennis.
Hey, all you got to do is
Trevon Boykin's later. Trevon Boykin was later. So this would have been 2000, 2001-ish?
I mean, I'll take a guess if nobody has anything.
Go ahead.
Take,
yeah,
it,
go ahead.
It take it.
Smith.
No, guys. Chiefs quarterback Casey Printer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, that's right.
Take it.
That is fan freaking test.
Oh my God.
Saran, I've got a sure giveaway here.
Okay. I don't believe you.
I have a Trevor Trove of Casey Printer questions on this date in history,
and then Todd, you take
over. No, I don't want
on this date in history, Hugh Hefner invited the athlete of the year to the Playboy Mansion. Did he go or did he not go?
And what year?
All you got to do is 1973. Hugh Hefner invited the athlete of the year to the Playboy Mansion. Did he go or did he not go?
I think I can help out on this.
Be a naysayer.
Yeah, just say yes or no. He just either went or he didn't go.
Okay, and let me just help out.
He wouldn't have fit through the door. He would have been very popular there, probably.
He did not go.
You're right.
What was it?
Secretariat.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Secretariat. Ken.
Nice job, Ken.
Casey Printers.
Casey Printers.
So
how did we forget Casey Printers?
That's on you guys.
Casey Printers the one that said you get 3 yards on every play, and all of a sudden it's third and one? Was that the quarterback?
might have been. I remember that
third
line.
Third and one. Yeah.
One of those. It was one of those good training camp quotes.
Oh, man.
Just pick up 3 yards in every play, and all of a sudden it's third and one.
913-3810-810. One more before we break. Who's next?
Let's go to Wig. You're in the program. Stump the Chums, Wig.
Good God.
Well. How are you, gentlemen?
Good, Wig.
We're well. It's been a long time, Wig.
Well, you know, emails were flying this week, Seren. Emails were flying.
I've heard some rumblings about that, yes.
Yeah. I'm trying to get on the chat board to University of Miami. When Larinaga leaves, I'd like them to come get my boy and see if he'll jump ship and head on down to the Coral Gables. But we'll keep that between us and everybody online here. Hey, okay. So I'm going to piggyback off of a caller from a few minutes ago. I got a cocaine question.
Okay.
I'm kidding. All right. NBA, boys. I usually like to do answers with three, but I'm going to do two today because I thought this was kind of a cool question. Zion Williamson averaging 25 and 60% from the field right now. If he finishes the season, he'll be the third player ever to do it. Who are the other two, boys? Who are the other two?
Rookies.
Well, at 25
with 60% from the field.
I'm thinking Moses Malone, Curtis.
Yeah, or
that's pretty good.
Any dunker. I mean,
Artis Gilmore.
Wilt. Moses.
Artis Gilmore.
He
did he get to 25, though? He never really scored that much.
No,
did
he didn't.
He probably shot 75.
Yeah, he did.
Elgin Baylor or somebody like that.
Yeah.
Elgin Baylor, average 25, that's for sure, but took a lot of long shots.
Did he?
Yeah. I'm Kareem. Thinking, let's see, the 25 and.
Bob Pettit?
Yeah, maybe.
Pretty good shooter.
60%,
that's a hell of a.
Got George Mikan?
Probably.
It's Mikanen.
Yeah.
It was a bad player.
You're right, Seren. You're on to it because, I mean, it had to be a guy that didn't shoot longer than 8 feet.
Well, you know, we know who it wasn't. Bill Russell.
True that.
Bill Russell's career best, his best season was 488.
He didn't score 25 points in his whole life.
Yeah.
What do you think of Bill Russell?
Amazing human being, overrated basketball player.
Oh, yeah, wrong.
Come on. 11 championships.
60%. Wes Unseld?
That's not bad either.
I'm trying to think. I'm thinking he was kind of a.
And he did score 25 a game.
Maker.
Yeah.
You know, did he not? Like when he won his MVP, he didn't score much. Did he end up scoring?
All because of his rebounding, I think.
Yeah. He has like 18, 19 rebounds, but I think he was only like 11 points a game. So I don't know. Did he ever get to 25?
Probably didn't.
Probably not. God, this is a great question. 25% and 60% Daryl Dawkins, did he
score?
Daryl Dawkins
question.
Never scored 25.
He didn't score 25.
Not with Dr. J on the team.
Broke enough.
25 backboards. But
are we missing somebody obvious here?
Probably. Somebody shot 71%.
Nate Thurman, he didn't score that much, did he?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Nor did Bob Lanier.
Jabbar.
No.
I mean,
Olajuwon, a lot, but no, he wouldn't have been 60%, right?
60% is insane.
It really is. I mean,
you could shoot 60% and score 8 points a game or something that because you don't get many shots.
Right.
I kind of think like Mikan just overpowering guys. Like my best, my two best nominees, I think, are Mikan and Moses Malone.
I'll just go with him. He'll be here all day.
All right. We'll try Mikan and Moses Malone.
I'm glad I didn't do a question with three answers. You missed them both, but I loved all those names because they're close. When I say the word terrible, who are you thinking about?
Chuck?
Charles Barkley.
Wow. Yep. Yes. Barkley's one, and the other one is Kevin McHale.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I have to have this comeback.
God.
Okay.
And you'll see why. Who's the only player to have a kickoff return touchdown in week 1 and week 16 in the same season?
And I assume this was when they only had 16 weeks?
Yeah. And I would say week 1 and week 14 in the old 14
and this
games.
Is his birthday?
This did happen in a 16-game season. Only one to do it. Week 1, week 16, born in this date, local connection.
Hold on. Local connection, born in this date.
Played in the 16-game.
Yep.
What did you say? He played some in the 14 games,
no,
too?
No, it was. I said it would have been week 1 or the final week, but it was week 16 when he did it.
I let me ask this.
Week 1 and week 16.
Is there a drug connection?
Not that Wig needs to be.
Since we started with drugs.
It is not Larry Marshall. Is that right, Curtis?
Okay. Hey, it is Ric Flair's birthday, by the way, Curtis, but I don't think it's Rick.
He couldn't run 100 yards.
Wig, there's a drug connection.
Oh, my Lord. Billy White.
There is?
I don't think he did drugs.
Not cocaine.
I don't know.
White shoes and white nose.
I know. Hollywood Henderson didn't return kicks.
Local connection.
Was it a guy named Steve Meth or something?
Nope.
No.
Willie Wilson didn't return kicks. I don't know, boys. I enjoyed this. I thought it was going to be easy, Curtis. Go ahead. I don't know who it is, my friend.
Week 1, week 16, 1995, Tamarick Vanover.
Oh!
Did he just hang up on us?
I don't know if he did. I didn't hang up on him, but he bolted.
We just got ticked.
Vanover.
We won't hear him again for another year.
That is sensational. I love that.
That's why I said, I was like, I got. As soon as he goes cocaine, I was like, oh, I've got this question ready. I've got to get this thing in here.
913-3810-810. It is a Stump of the Chump Thursday. Great Cajun food from Jazz. We'll just give it to you. All you got to do is stump the chumps.
The program with Soren Petro.
If you disappear forever, it wouldn't make any difference.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Radio 810 WHB on a Stump the Chump Thursday. Great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. That's what we're playing for. 39th and State Line, the original, down by the KU Med Center in Independence, I-70 and 291. Might I encourage you to go get some catfish bites, one of my favorite appetizers. Also out at the Legends in KCK. Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Find them online at jazzkitchen.com. Soren Petro, Curtis Siebel, Jed Marshall, and, of course, Peter Yates, Enoch, and Todd Lebo. Curtis, where do we go next?
We go to Pat. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Pat.
Yeah, I've got an obscure Kansas City baseball question. I was going to use my Don Swall question, but Petro read that a while ago.
Don Swall.
This player played for the Kansas City Royals. He was born in Jamaica, and he holds the record for most home runs hit from anybody born in Jamaica. Who is he?
Jeez.
Played for the Royals. Most home runs hit by any player.
What a big first baseman the Royals had.
In his career from Jamaica.
Who's Harry Belafonte?
Is it
Cal Pickering?
Yeah, I was going to say, who's the guy you had the jersey from?
Yeah, I know he was from the Bahamas somewhere. Is it Jamaica?
Let's try
Cal Pickering. That's the best I got.
Go with him.
We'll try Calvin Pickering.
Good guess, but not correct. Chili Davis.
Chili was born in Jamaica.
Wow.
Chili was born in Jamaica.
I got a baseball question for you.
I got a chili question.
About the food or the Chili Davis?
No, about Chili Davis.
Go ahead.
Who did the Royals trade to acquire him?
Oh, gosh.
Calvin Pickering. Easily.
Don Schwalb.
Was this a Royals Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Royals Hall of Famer. Who did they get him from? The Angels? Mm-hmm. Was it Kubazaw? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what. Is
that
right?
Your answer?
Mark Kubazaw.
Yes.
Wow.
Well
done. Nicely done,
Pat. Nice job. Yeah. Nice job. Sorry, Lebo. I thought that kind of applied.
I didn't know
if he'd
perfect.
Get it.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's good.
Good question. 913-3810-810. Who's next?
Steve, you're in the program. Stump the Chump, Steve.
All right. Good afternoon, chumps.
Afternoon, Steve.
We had a lifetime, to quote Kevin Harlan, of Chiefs Super Bowl questions, and now we've got another lifetime to go. And fortunately, Stump the Chumps was around to use them on. Super Bowl 54 last year, there were two Chiefs back-to-back on the alphabetical roster and the numerical roster. Can you name them?
Give it to me again.
They're consecutive on both the alphabetical roster and the numerical roster for Super Bowl 54 for the Chiefs.
That's a weird question.
A weird question, but it's good.
So back-to-back alphabetically and numerically.
Yep. Super Bowl 54. Not this year, but last year.
Right.
What in the world?
So
Colquitt it's, five and, you know.
It's not like so, Frank right. Clark and Ben Neiman wouldn't work.
No, right? I don't think so. Maybe in Oklahoma it would, but.
Why not?
Well, because it's C and N. They're not next to each other on the alphabetical roster.
I was going to say it.
Clark and Neiman.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, well, he does have 55 and 56.
Two roads
in
Kansas. Well, I got the 55 and 6. The numerical part's the easy part.
What about along the line? Schwartz, Fisher, 71, 72. Wisniewski, 61.
76.
Wiley, 77.
It was Duvernay Tardy.
Jeez, I don't know. I think he's got us. You got us. What's the answer?
All right, if I give you the numbers, you want to try to get the names?
Sure, yeah. We could probably do that.
Numbers are 34 and 35.
So Darwin Thompson and
Sharkhandrick.
Sharkhandrick West?
The Ward.
Or Charvarius Ward.
Ward.
That's it. Those are the two guys.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, my baseball question is, it's Black History Month, so this goes along that lines. Who's the only player to be the first black player on two separate Major League Baseball teams? And you're probably not going to get this.
I missed this by 48 hours.
The first African-American to be on two different major league
rosters. He broke the color barrier for the St. Louis Browns and the New York Giants. Same guy.
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
It's too hard. It's Hank Thompson. We'll give you Jazz anyway. Oh, Jed just rolled his eyes at me.
There you go. We're giving away the cage of Pukas.
He called me number one.
The first end of the hour question. Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe, Leawood, and the original in the gas station at 47th and Mission.
All right, who's the youngest player ever to have a 40-homer, 20-stolen-base season? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.